now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tonight at Lafayette High School in their auditorium, Spring String Thing takes place. It will feature all string students as well as special guests. The concert will close with over 60 string players on stage performing a medley from Pirates of the Caribbean. That's tonight, 6 o'clock at Lafayette High School in their auditorium. The Outreach Center for Women and Children is hosting a luncheon May 18th in the City Club in River Ranch to support women and children that experience homelessness in Lafayette. For further information, you can call the Outreach Center, 237-7618. Coral Acadienne will be performing this coming weekend two concerts at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The title of the concert is Music of Great American Composers. It will feature Aaron Copland's Old American Songs. The first performance is this Friday, May 19th at 7:30, and the second on Sunday, May 21st at 3 o'clock, again at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The Abbey Players continue their run of the Taffeta. Performances will go through May 27th at the Abbey Players Theater. Their website is abbeyplayers.com. The Acadiana Repertory Theater presents the developmental production of Jody Garam's Taste, a Wine Country Pygmalion. It's the first show of their 2017 season. It will take place at Cité des Arts and open on May 19th. We'll be speaking with Stephen Landry tomorrow about the play Taste. The Milena Theater Group presents Revision, written and directed by Diana Stetko. It is a theater film installation on the subject of memory and expatriation, but so much more. It is for one performance only this Friday, May 19th at 8 o'clock. That will be in Griffin Hall Auditorium. Griffin Hall on the corner of Rex the other little street that goes behind Rex. Griffin Hall is the humanities building here on the UL campus, and the play Revision will be in the auditorium on the first floor. Again, one performance only this Friday, May 19th at 8 o'clock. We will be speaking with the writer and director, Diana Stetko, tomorrow about the Milena Theater Group and this very special production. And the Tea Sippers Theater Company and Wanderlust Productions presents Peter and the Star Catcher, a play by Rick Ellis that will open on May 24th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The second annual Bicycle Safety Festival will take place in Parc Sanssouci on Saturday, May 20th from 9 a.m. until noon. Bicyclists of all ages are invited to participate in this event. It's open to everyone. It will feature bicycle safety instruction, bike helmet fitting, and bicycle inspections. Again, all are invited Saturday, May 20th, Parc Sanssouci in downtown Lafayette from 9 a.m. until noon. The Ride for Rocks was rescheduled, and it will take place this May 20th in connection with the Bike Safety Festival. For more information, you can go to latrail.org/rideforrocks, or you can email them. Healing Traditions at Vermilionville will focus on women's health for the month of May. The Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association invites you all to join their program this Saturday, May 20th, 11 a.m. in the Performance Center. And Megan Asaf will be discussing what women's health looks like from a traditional healing perspective. For information or to register, you can call Vermilionville or go to their website. An afternoon with music makers will benefit local students who need instruments. That afternoon of performances, the McNeese Singers and the Bluegrass Band and students who've received instruments will take place this Saturday, May 20th at 2 o'clock. And then the concert starts at 3 o'clock in the Buccaneer Room of the Lake Charles Civic Center. For more information, you can go to simplymusicmakers2u.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Thanks to all of you who participated in our recent spring fundraiser. If you didn't get to, you were away or just distracted, you certainly can make your contribution at any time at our website. Click the red donate button. It takes you to one simple page that you can fill out and make your contribution to KRVS. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered for from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, starting with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears, Night Train Jazz from 8 until 10, and Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.
Support for KRVS is provided by Sans Souci Fine Crafts Gallery, home of the Louisiana Crafts Guild. Located in the Little Red Building, across from French Press in downtown Lafayette, the gallery offers select, handcrafted items from over 200 Louisiana artists. For information, the number is 337-266-7999 or online at louisianacrafts.org.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from the Hilliard University Art Museum, presenting Pierre Bonnard, Landscapes from Le Canet. Selected works from the collection of the Musée Bonnard in France, opening May 27th. Located at 710 East St. Mary Boulevard, for information, the website is HilliardMuseum.com.